fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Friday, the 17th day of August. Okay, I got a note here from my engineer that Amazon has a first aid kit with 299 pieces in it, 44% off today. It costs $15. How about that? There's also some first aid kits at my website under John's Survival and Tactical Gear. In fact, there's several hundred things there under John's Survival and Tactical Gear. I'm going to try to finally get Tim Spencer, my webmaster, to categorize those things. It's been a project that's been a couple of years delayed, but we need to do that. Your prepper tip of the day is to make sure you inventory spices, seasonings, medications, and vitamins and mineral supplements. Do that now. If you're not a cook, like I'm not a cook, just get those spices and seasonings anyway. Inventory them ahead of time. Keep them in a cool, dry place, cool, dark, dry place. You don't want them exposed to ultraviolet, and they'll last for many years. Okay, we're going to have a conversation here about grain storage. Grain storage. If you want to save up a couple of years' worth of food, the least expensive way to do it is bulk grains. Let's talk about the grains themselves. If you can get non-GMO grains, that would be good, if you can. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but if you can, that would be great. Most wheat these days is GMO. Most corn is GMO. Some of the lesser grains, such as oats, spelt, barley, grains like that are less likely to be GMO, although they could be GMO. There's lots of places to buy bulk grains. Your local feed store, if you live in a city, you may have to drive out of town a few miles to get to a feed store where the farmers and ranchers buy their feed. That would be one way. The Mormons have a nationwide system of what they call the Bishop's Storehouse, where typically You can gain access as a non-Mormon. You may have to call ahead to make an appointment, but they have the Mormons, as part of their religion, is to have every family have a one-year supply of food, most of which is bulk grains. And they do everything. It's a completely integrated, everything from the time the seed goes in the ground until it's packaged in the bag for you to buy is owned and controlled by Mormons, the Church of Latter-day Saints, as they call themselves. That's another place. And, of course, online, there's lots of places you can buy things online. Already packaged in five-gallon pails, by the way, and set up so that you don't have to do anything to it. But if you want to save money, that's what we're going to talk about. Okay. There's let's talk about what containers you put them in. Steel barrels. There's 55-gallon steel barrels. There's smaller steel barrels. There's 5-gallon plastic buckets. And there's Mylar bags. And then there's vacuum bags. Steel barrels. A 55-gallon steel barrel will hold somewhere between 300 and 300 pounds of dry grains. It depends on the grain. Some are more dense than others. Now, those barrels, they have to be food-grade barrels. Typically, when you're buying used barrels that are food-grade, they still have the remnants of the chocolate sauce or whatever, blueberry sauce, whatever was in there will still be in there. You need to verify and make absolutely sure nothing else has been in those barrels, because a lot of extremely toxic, extremely poisonous substances have been put in these barrels. A food-grade barrel has a special enamel lining to help protect the food. So let's say you buy a barrel that had chocolate sauce in it. This barrel will have a removable lid, a removable lockable lid. You get it home. I would put a few inches of hot soapy water in there and use a nice clean broom, straw broom, to swish it around and break up that chocolate on the bottom and on the sides. You may have to tilt the barrel, say a 45-degree angle, and then be able to move it so you can get all the sides nice and clean. Pour that out. Rinse it out good. And if it looks like you got all the chocolate out, you might want to rinse it a second or third time to make sure you get all the... Well, there's no mite about it. You want to rinse that barrel out at least two more times with water, nice clean water. If all the chocolate residue is out and out, well, repeat with warm soapy water, a straw broom, and brush, 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 swish, swish, swish until you've got all that chocolate residue out of there. And then, once again, rinse the barrel at least twice with clean water. Make sure the lid is clean also. These lids may have residue on them as well. There's going to be a rubber seal that goes around the rim of the lid, and there'll be a locking ring so that when you place the lid on the barrel with the rubber seal, you place the locking ring, which is a separate piece, on top of that and lock the locking mechanism, and then the barrel's nice and secure. So you got this nice 55-gallon empty steel drum, and you want to fill it up with oats. Okay, first of all, make sure the barrel is absolutely dry. You don't want any moisture in there. It has to be completely, absolutely dry. You fill up, if you're buying 50-pound bags, it's going to take about six and seven bags of oats to fill up that barrel. You fill it up not all the way to the top. You leave a depression at the top, about a 4-inch depression. Get a piece of aluminum foil, maybe 6 by 6 inches, put that in a depression, and then you're going to fill up the barrel with nitrogen. And here's how you do this. You can buy or rent a bottle of nitrogen from your local industrial gas supply houses, where the contractors and the metal workers go get the gases they need, oxygen, acetylene, and nitrogen, and argon, and helium, and whatever gases they want. You want nitrogen. Every time you draw in a breath, most of what you're breathing in is nitrogen. Only about 16% or so is oxygen. Nitrogen is a colorless, odorless, tasteless gas that is not poisonous, can't explode. It's very neutral, nitrogen. The bottle of nitrogen will stand probably about 4.5-5 feet tall. You're going to need a valve on it, a hose, and a way to get that hose to the bottom of the barrel, whatever it takes to do that. I've seen a quarter-inch metal tube attached to the end of the hose. That's not a hard thing to do. You can put the hose in there before you put the grains in. That might be the easiest thing. Just run the hose down the side of the barrel to the bottom and fill it up with grain, leaving the hose in there. Leave your depression at the top of the grain. You put your 6x6-inch piece of aluminum foil in that middle of that depression, and a small candle, one of these food warming candles that you can purchase at the dollar store, a little food warming candle. You light it, and then you turn on the gas. When the gas fills up the barrel, it will extinguish the candle. That's how the nitrogen is heavier than air, so it will fill up the barrel and not escape. It will run over the edge, obviously, if you fill it up above the top of the barrel. But once that candle is extinguished, you've removed all the oxygen. I'm trying to pay attention to two different things here. At that point, you remove the candle and the little piece of aluminum, and you seal up the barrel. Then you're done. That barrel is sealed up and ready for storage. You don't want it to be exposed to high temperatures. You don't want it exposed to high humidity. Now listen carefully. All bulk grains, and I repeat, all bulk grains have insect larvae in it. That's just the way it is, and you and I aren't going to change it. So you got your 55-gallon barrel full of oats, full of nitrogen, and of course there's insect larvae in there, and when the insects hatch out, they die because no oxygen for them to breathe. And that grain can remain stored there for decades, literally decades, if it's kept away from moisture and kept away from high temperatures. It'll be good for decades into the future. Now, that's at 300 pounds, between 300 and 350 pounds of barrel is difficult to move. There's a special piece of equipment called a barrel dolly. I wouldn't suggest buying one unless you're going to be moving these kinds of barrels around a lot. You could put four of these on a standard-sized pallet. The standard industrial pallet is 4 feet by 4 feet. They typically stand about 5 inches tall. You could put four of these on a pallet. If you had a pallet jack, which is a way to move a pallet full of whatever's on the pallet, you could have these barrels stacked on there and four of them, or even eight as far as that goes, depending on the strength of the pallet jack, and move that around on a concrete floor like a shopping cart. You can. It's amazing. Piece of equipment, the pallet jack. So let's move on to 5-gallon plastic buckets. First of all, it's not optional. You must get food-grade plastic buckets. They have to be food-grade. This is not optional. You can hurt yourself. Here's why. In the manufacturing process, they take the plastic and they form it over a mold to make the plastic bucket. The food-grade buckets have a food-grade release lubricant on the mold. The others don't. They don't have a food-grade release lubricant. That's the difference between food-grade 5-gallon buckets and the rest of them, like the ones you get at the hardware store. So same thing applies. You can fill up the bucket, leave a depression in there, use the nitrogen method. That will work fine. That will work fine. Seal it up. There's special lids you can get that I think they're called Gamma Seal, if I remember correctly, Gamma Seal, that allow you to have a airtight lid fit on there, but also have a way to unscrew the cap to gain easy access without having the difficulty removing the bigger lid. Mylar bags are tough. They're strong. They fill in all the empty spaces. When you got steel barrels and plastic buckets, there's going to be a lot of open space that's not being used. And if you got a confined area, every cubic inch matters. Every cubic inch. So the Mylar bags, if they're not filled up all the way, can be compressed and molded to take up all the cubic inches there are in whatever storage space there is. Once again, you can use the nitrogen to purge the oxygen from the Mylar bag, seal it up, be sure you mark it, and that's true of all these things. 55-gallon steel barrels, 5-gallon plastic buckets, Mylar bags, vacuum bags. You want to mark on there what's in there and the date it was packed. That's the two things. That's all needs to be in there. So on the 17th day of August, John Moore packed 55 gallons of oats in this particular steel barrel. 5 gallons of grain will weigh, I'm not sure, maybe 12 or 15 pounds. Not a whole lot. Pretty easy to pick up and move around. That's a big advantage. Insect-proof, vermin-proof. They'll keep them out. Mylar bags. I've had great success. I've stored a lot of grain in Mylar bags. I've used all these systems, by the way. 5 gallon plastic buckets, 55 gallon steel barrels, Mylar bags, and of course, last but not least, vacuum bags. You're going to need a vacuum sealer to make this work. I don't buy the pre-cut bags. I get the rolls. That's just my preference. It doesn't matter how you want to address that. The pre-cut bags will save you a little bit of time. The rolls are very inexpensive, relatively. One of the advantages of the vacuum bag system is you can pre-package just the right size to make a meal for one person, a meal for two, a meal for four, and so forth. So you can pack up just the correct amount of grain for individual meal use. Now, here's what I do with a vacuum packer. If it's something important, I vacuum pack two bags, one inside the other. So I'll put the whatever the item is. It could be a book. It doesn't necessarily have to be grain. Put the item inside the first bag, run the vacuum on it, then put the item in the second bag and run a vacuum on it. I've got, with my vacuum pack system, about a 10% failure rate on these bags. That's why I started doing a double bag. And if it's really, really important, I would triple bag it. Why not? Doesn't take up that much more space. The bags are relatively cheap. So I would do a triple bag. And with a double bag, the likelihood of having a failure with both bags is pretty minimal. If you do a triple bag, the odds of having a failure are almost non-existent. If you stored grains yourself, you give us a call at 800-313-9443. What's handy when using the nitrogen is quarter-inch tubing. This would be connected to a hose, which is connected to the regulator on the nitrogen bottle. Real handy. Give some guidelines here on how much grain to store. These are general guidelines. Turning my page over here. Adults, men and women, 900 pounds of grain per person per year. Teenage boys and girls, 1,200 pounds of grain per person per year, per teenager per year. And children, 700 pounds of grain per child per year. How about that? We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, living in the past, on Friday the 17th day of August. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Yes, my new DVD, my Prague presentation in Prague, Czech Republic, is now produced, packaged, ready for shipment. It's fun to get these things out and help people get the latest information right there at the top left-hand side of my homepage. We're talking about storing grains. Now, when you're working with a warehouse, you know, people talk about the footprint of whatever is being stored in the warehouse. The footprint of a standard pallet is 4 by 4 feet. There's many different sizes of pallets, but that's a standard industrial pallet is 4 by 4 feet. That will hold on one level, the first level, right on the pallet itself, 4 55-gallon drums. Now, that's more than a year's supply for one adult. It's about a 1 year supply for a teenager. Now, if you've got the ability and the desire, you could put a second pallet on top of that first one. This is more for to make it more stable, by the way, more secure. And then you probably, unless you've got some really a really unusual setup, you're probably going to put the four more empty steel drums on top of that pallet, and then fill them up in place on top of that second pallet. Now you're up to 8 55-gallon drums full of 300 to 350 pounds of grain each. That's enough for 2 teenagers for a year. It's a lot of food in a very small space, relatively speaking, a very small space. I would not suggest or urge people to go to a third level. You're just asking for trouble, quite frankly, unless you've got some specialized equipment set up to deal with that safely. I would not suggest doing that. Storing grain has been, and this is the way to feed a lot of people with the least amount of money, the most efficiency. I believe Moses had the Pharaoh do that in Egypt to survive the drought there in Egypt more than 2,000 years ago. That's my recollection. In fact, I think it's only been in the last 10 years or so they believe they found the underground grain storage silos that, I'm not sure if that's proper terminology when they're underground, but the underground storage facilities that they had to store that grain more than 2,000 years ago. I've heard, and I am no World War II expert. If you are, let us know. But I've heard that 1944 in Germany, there was severe food shortages on one hand for people. On the other, apparently there was plenty of corn around. But the Europeans rejected the possibility of eating it, thinking it was only suitable for animals to eat, and did not eat corn themselves, when we all know that corn is obviously a good, healthy food, especially non-GMO. Of course, GMO food, corn did not exist in World War II. But if you've got any confirmation that, we'd like to hear about it at 800-313-9443. A lot of what went on in World War II is not well understood, I don't want to get into that topic particularly today. I talk frequently about having peace of mind. A lot of what we do when it comes to prepping is getting peace of mind. We may buy equipment. We may buy supplies that we don't particularly want to buy on one hand. On the other, we know it's the right thing to do. Emergency first aid equipment. How boring is that? To buy emergency first aid equipment and supplies. But we do it anyway, because it's the right thing to do. 55-gallon drums full of grains, that's not terribly exciting. It would be a boring diet, quite frankly. There's lots. In fact, the Mormons have been pretty much at the forefront of coming up with creative ways to have creative, tasty recipes with these dried grains. So it's not hopeless. There are ways to be creative with the dried grains so that they can be interesting and tasty meals. That's important. Food is a big deal. Food is a really big deal. When I went into the U.S. Army, 19 years old, I pretty much without exception, I really did like Army Chow. Mess hall meals that they served. I thought they were fine for the most part, with very few exceptions, but it was more common than not that men would not like the food being served in the mess hall. I always was mystified why. I thought it was great food. I recall when I was with the 6th Special Forces group there at Fort Bragg, and they would cook liver and onions, and I thought that was great. And I would come back for seconds, and it made the cook so happy to see that somebody really liked their food and would come back for seconds. I was glad to make the cooks happy by coming back for seconds on the liver and onions, where most guys were disgusted at the thought of even having liver and onions. But that was them, and that was me. So that was fine. But if you're working with a group of people, it doesn't matter the size of the group, whether it's 6 or 600, food's going to be a major issue. And making the food interesting and tasty for as many people as possible will really help morale. And that's important. The morale of the troops, and of course we're talking civilians here, but the morale of the troops is very important. It really is. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 17th day of August. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We're playing catch-up. My webmaster, Tim Spencer, was on the road down to Florida. He's back. He's upgrading his computer system, getting my archives posted on YouTube, which is burdensome because of the time it takes, just the nature of the beast. But there's a lot there, a lot there. We talked the other day about Amsoil products. I use Amsoil products myself. I have for many years. I get superior lubrication. I'm saving money that you're not. I'm saving, for every oil change I do, you do 8. I change my oil every 25,000 miles. You change yours every 3,000 miles. That's 8 oil changes. Am I saving money? Of course I am. Are you spending more? Of course you are. That's your choice. My choice is to save money and get superior lubrication with Amsoil products. Scroll down the right side of my homepage, and you can learn how to save money also, where the nice red, white, and blue Amsoil logo is there. Also, my website, of course, this is health-related, our energy cleaners. Most Americans have health issues. That's just the nature of being an American these days. Doesn't have to be that way. I'm not that way. Doesn't have to be that way. If you've got arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, get yourself an energy cleaner. It will help. It's not the silver bullet. You're going to have to make some lifestyle changes. Get over it. Make the lifestyle changes. Get an energy cleaner. Get your life back. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. You can read up on the energy cleaner at my website at thelibertyman.com. And make your purchase right there. Using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. The mattress pads that go with it, I'm delivering one today, a king-size pad for an energy cleaner owner. I'm delivering it in person. They vary in price depending on what size you get. You can purchase the energy cleaner using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Keep in mind the following. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. And, of course, I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We've got a caller on hold. The call number is 800-313-9443. Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, John. I have an anecdotal story, something I noticed when you're speaking about food-grade containers.
Okay.
I think animals have, I don't know if it's, they detect frequency better, but they, they have a sixth sense on things, I believe. And this last winter, we had to purchase a new heater for the stock tank. And this year, the lady who owns the horse, I suggested she buy one of these that you get at the farm store that has a heater on the bobber. It's a bucket, and they come in different sizes.
Right.
Well, I put this in the barn, which is away from the, the well, where we put the water in it, so we had to carry water out there to dump it in the bucket. I also kept one by the faucet, a food-grade container that I had gotten wheat in, just a 5-gallon, and, of course, it froze up more often. But the other one was, it's colored, it's green, it's made in China, but I looked on it after I noticed that the horse didn't seem to drink out of it all that often. It seemed to prefer to come to the one at the faucet.
Right.
Which was one of the regular. And I looked at it after, because it didn't come with a whole lot of information, just a label on it. But it did not say food grade.
Right.
It was made in China.
Right.
So I was just wondering. It's just anecdotal information, but I think people should, if they buy something like that, they should look.
Well, I don't know that it matters
plastic.
For it. Right, Sherry. I'm not sure it matters where it's manufactured. What matters is that it's labeled food grade. As I mentioned earlier, and this may be a repetition, but that's okay. The manufacturing process uses a mold to make these buckets, and there's a release lubricant. Otherwise, I couldn't get the bucket off the mold. The release lubricant on a food grade bucket is a food grade release lubricant. All the other buckets are not. A food grade release lubricant. That's the difference. It doesn't matter where they're manufactured, Sherry.
Yeah, now, not too far from where I live, within about 40 miles or so, is a Rubbermaid plant. And I used to live closer to them, but I don't anymore, and I don't know. I know they make some food-grade products, and I don't know if they make this particular kind of thing, but, you know, seriously, China is notorious for, you know,
cutting corners.
Cutting corners. Let's say it that way.
Cutting corners and doing things that are unethical and dangerous. They had the drywall incident a few years back where there was formaldehyde in the drywall and other things. So you need to be cautious and exercise due diligence, don't you, Sherry?
Right. Anyway, I just thought that was interesting, and, you know, that's all I had.
Thanks, it is. Well, thank you for the call, Sherry. We appreciate it. The call number is 800-313-9443. Not long after my daughter was born, 44 years ago, I bought my first case of Mountain House freeze-dried food. I still have that first case of Mountain House freeze-dried food. I believe it's number 10 can, the size of a 3-pound coffee can, by the way. Six number 10 cans of different foods. The cardboard box that it's in is pretty beat up. It's been moved quite a few times, to say the least, the last 44 years. But I still have that original case of freeze-dried food. And I'm glad that I do. Now, along the way, I've accumulated quite an inventory. And the build-up to Y2K, which was a man-made problem that had a man-made solution, by the way. It was a real problem, but it was fixed before the 1st of January 2000. But in those last 2 years of 1998-1999, I did a lot of preparation to make sure that I would have all the food necessary for my wife, my daughter, and my grandson. So I accumulated, I had a dramatic increase in my store and in my food storage program during those 2 years. One of the ways I stored grains, which I don't recommend, I would not do it again unless I had no choice, is using diatomaceous earth. My wife and I packed more than half a ton, more than 1,000 pounds of grain in our garage in St. Louis in 5-gallon buckets, food grade buckets. I bought a pallet of these buckets. I guess there must have been about 30 of these things on a pallet. I don't recall, 25 or 30. Not that it matters. And I'm glad there was a door between the garage and the house, because that diatomaceous earth is pretty much like talcum powder. It's kind of ironic. It's healthy to ingest. There are people who ingest a teaspoon a day to help with their digestive situation. So it's good in your digestive system, but it will be very, very harmful inside your lungs. So we had to wear protective equipment, protective gear to keep from breathing this stuff. At the end of a packing session, I forget how many days, it was maybe 5 days, several hours, two, 3 hours at a time. At the end of each packing session, we looked like the Pillsbury Doughboy. We were just had to go straight, remove all clothing, go straight to the shower. It was in our hair. It was in all over our face and anything that wasn't covered up with clothing. We wore old clothes, long sleeve clothes that could take that kind of use. It was a mess, once we started it, I had to finish it. But I would not recommend anybody use diatomaceous earth to store grains. It does work; it's very effective. And diatomaceous earth is also used for insect control. What diatomaceous earth is very tiny, tiny, ancient dead sea creatures that will have a effect of cutting the exoskeleton of insect, which is how it kills insects and causes no harm to human beings or pets. It's an unusual substance. It's also used in swimming pool filters, by the way. If you do use diatomaceous earth, make sure you use food grade diatomaceous earth. I still have probably 25 pounds left in a 50-pound bag that I've just put in storage for future use. I got a note from my engineer that it's good to help with fleas on your dogs and cats. And we're like, it makes perfect sense. It would. Of course it would. I don't know if it helped with ticks or not. It'd be great if it did. It's a mess. When I say like talcum powder, it is the consistency of talcum powder. It's incredibly fine, and it just goes everywhere. So it does work, but I don't recommend it. When I prepared my notes for our food storage class for our preparedness group, I made sure that I pointed out you can do it, but I don't recommend it. Our movie tonight for our preparedness group, by the way, is Going in Style. It's a comedy with some very well-known stars in it, Morgan Freeman, a couple of others, Alan Arkin. And our movie is shown at the Davisville American Legion Hall there, where I'm the commander in Davisville, Missouri. Doors open at 6 p.m. The movie starts at 7. It's free, open to the public. We have snacks available for sale, of course. Brats. The brats have become very popular. Brats, hot dogs, chips, a whole variety of chips, soft drinks, popcorn, quite a variety of candy, and ice cream. And, of course, coffee for the coffee drinkers. It's a fun project, and it's a social event, and we all look forward to getting together and seeing each other every Friday at movie night. First Friday of the month is what we call a chick flick, films that are more appealing to women. The middle two Fridays are more of a general nature. And then the last Friday of the month is Children's Night, where we have a film that has more appeal to children. All our films have been censored to check for profanity and sex. We really strive to make sure we have a family-friendly environment, and we don't show films that have excess profanity. It's hard to find a modern film, by the way, that doesn't have some profanity. It's very difficult, and have no overt sex scenes in it. So we do a pretty good job of censoring these films to make sure that that they're family friendly. So that's a lot of fun. Once you start your grain storage program, you'll be surprised at how easy it is to get going on it and stay on track. To acquire the grains, get them properly stored, and once again, as I said earlier, have some peace of mind. And you don't have to do it all at once. You may be delightfully surprised at how inexpensive a 50-pound bag of grain is compared to what you spend on 50 pounds of foods in the supermarket that have grains in them, various breads and pastas and all the things that have grains. You might be delightfully, in fact, I'm pretty sure you will be delightfully surprised to see the difference in price. Very, very reasonable. If you're not able to pick up and carry 50-pound bags, you may need some help. That's okay. Find some help to tote those bags, move them wherever they need to be moved to, and start your grain storage project. 5-gallon buckets are clearly and obviously easier to move around than a 55-gallon drum full of grain. And if you're careful, you can roll a 55-gallon drum on its rim, tilting it back at about a 30-degree angle or so. I wouldn't go as steep as 45 degrees, because if you lose control of it, it's going to come down hard. And even with steel-toed boots, I would not want 300 pounds of grain falling on my foot in the steel drum. That would not be wise at all. So you can move these barrels around. It is doable. A barrel dolly makes it much, much easier. It would be, to buy one new would would be a fairly expensive proposition, I believe. I haven't looked into it. To get a regular commercial quality barrel dowling, it has a, they're specially built to hold those drums, and they have a little mechanical piece that slides down to lock the top, the lock into the top rim to be able to tilt these things back. But that, those are all details. The main thing is to get started. If you have a basement that stays dry, that would be a good place. A spare room or a closet where you can keep the temperature at a moderate level, that would be a good place. I would not recommend a garage unless it's climate controlled or heavily insulated to somewhat achieve the same effect. And looks like we missed our last break, but the computer that does that is apparently having some issues. But get started. Get started. You can, if you're using Mylar bags, those could be stored under your bed. Be creative. Lots of ways to pack and store grain. Be creative. And if you can't do 55-gallon drums, don't get dismayed. Do the Mylar bags. Mylar bags are fairly inexpensive. These little vacuum sealers you get at the big box stores, they're fairly inexpensive. The rolls of bags are fairly cheap. Just get started on it. You can vacuum pack these bags full of grains. And if you're doing the handy size for one meal at a time, vacuum packing, you can store those in your sock drawer. You can store them in the back of your closet, on a shelf in the closet, any number of different places. Most people's homes are climate controlled, so that wouldn't be an issue. I would double bag them, as I said earlier. If you're vacuum packing with bags, I would double bag them. There's more chance of mice getting at them in a bag than these other methods. So I would have lots and lots of mouse bait around and glue traps around. I know people have cats and dogs don't like to have the poisons around, or if they're small children, need to make sure the children cannot, absolutely cannot get in, gain access to the poison. That is not optional. But it's obviously clearly important to keep the mice away from the grains. I hope this helps. I hope this helps motivate you to understand it's simple, fairly inexpensive to do that, to get started. And you can actually, if you're creative and want to, you can incorporate these grains into your daily diet and learn some of these recipes. Learn how to prepare tasty meals with these bulk grains. Doing that ahead of time would be a wise thing, don't you think? I think so. Of course it would. Keep in mind that children age 5 and younger and older people 80 and older will literally starve themselves before they will eat unfamiliar food. Children generally are the worst, but older folks, it can be almost as bad. And this is a real thing. Until you've been exposed to that phenomenon, you may not understand it, but I'm here to tell you that rejection of unfamiliar food by children 5 and younger, or even older kids as far as that goes, I've seen it in my own grandchildren. They turned 12 2 days ago, and they visited with us for a little more than a week. And if it was unfamiliar, you know, it wasn't the right kind of mac and cheese, they wouldn't eat the mac and cheese provided. If it wasn't just the right kind, it had to smell the same, look the same, taste the same as what mom fixes. So if children and older folks are part of your team, getting them used to eating food that's now unfamiliar to get it become familiar would be a smart thing. You're a lot more likely to have success and have healthier, happier team members during this crisis than if you put that off and don't do it. Once again, coming back to procrastination, right? As my friend who immigrated here properly from the Czech Republic, what was Czechoslovakia when he left, he says, just do it, John. Just do it. And he's a pretty high-energy guy. pastor of the church, of his church, and just recently got that certification as a pastor. Great guy. But just do it. Don't put it off. Make it a priority. Food and water are not optional. We didn't even talk about water storage. Food and water are not optional. I got a call from a lady yesterday, the wife of a pastor, and they're looking at buying a home in the high desert of Arizona. And I questioned her. They haven't bought it yet. I questioned her pretty carefully about making sure that they had access to all the water they need, because that's a big deal. It's a huge deal to make sure that you've got access to the water. I regard their situation as marginally acceptable. Marginally acceptable. Sounds like a highly desirable property that I think they'll have a lot of fun with and be very safe at. So I congratulate them on locating it. And yes, make that decision to move forward to start your personal food storage program. If you can incorporate other members of your team, do so. I know it used to be at these Bishop storehouses, you could have a canning party where you would take the bulk grains and pack them in the number 10 cans with a oxygen remover. I'm not sure if they're still doing that anymore. I know they stopped the wet pack, where they were doing wet packing meat and other things like that. At least one in St. Louis, they discontinued it. At least they could have put it back in operation. I haven't checked with those folks in several years. That was a nice. That was a lot of work, that wet pack side of the house. Dry pack is a lot easier and quicker and cleaner and so forth. There's probably ways you could do it. Well, it's simple. The mechanical device to attach the lids on the number 10 cans is a simple piece of equipment. The oxygen-removing packets are a simple thing to buy. So you could do this yourself. It may be a handy barter item to have prepackaged number 10 cans of grains. And grains would be an excellent barter item regardless. That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Medical supply, guarantee you plenty of essential oils. Now while you can, you're fine with the information. Never, ever good to come. Please do have a fun, safe day and moot weekend. And God bless you. See you Monday.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.